You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Welcome to the Bumbershoot podcast, everybody. The Bumbershoot podcast is replacing Setlist this week, and we got some guests in here. You might know me, Ari Spool, and Megan.
Hi.
We've got some guests in here today. We got the other music staff. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Say who you are.
I'm Eric Grandy, music writer for The Stranger.
I'm Jonathan Zwickel, music editor for The Stranger.
All right, well, we should just get right into it. Do you guys want to start off talking about some of the things you're really excited to see?
We're going to go day by day here, right? So we're going to start out with Saturday.
Start out with Saturday. And so, it looks like the first band on our list, playing the earliest, is The Shins. Frozen into cars, white girls
of the north. Yay, everybody loves The Shins.
Even when they're, like, they're not exactly the most attractive men, but even in those little bathing suit pictures, I'm just like, oh, I want to hug them. Oh, they're so cute. I don't know.
And they look kind of damp in those
pictures. They look like they just got out of swimming in the ocean. I don't want to touch them.
No, I mean, but don't you ever, like, want to hug the Gorton's fishermen, too? I'm totally... okay,
you're alone with this one.
A sense of fetish.
All right.
Moving on. Also at 2:30 on Saturday is St. Vincent at the Sound Transit Stage.
What do we like about St. Vincent?
What do we like about St. Vincent? Their songs are really awesome. Difficult to describe. I don't know. I've never seen them before, but their recorded material is really cool. I missed their last time through Seattle. They were playing at, like, I want to say the Sunset, maybe?
I think she was
somewhere
at
the, really small.
She was at Bumbershoot, or Sasquatch,
yeah,
also.
Yeah, she's at Sasquatch. Okay. I don't remember her having a tour date in Seattle other than Sasquatch, which we missed.
She was playing the triple board, Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's right. But I really like St. Vincent. The singer in it, her name is Annie. I forget her last name. But she's really cool, and she used to be in the Polyphonic Spree, or still is in the Polyphonic Spree, and she was in Sufjan Stevens' orchestra. So that probably gives you a good idea of what it sounds like, and we'll play a little bit for you right now. Now. So now you get kind of an idea. It's like really orchestral and like string oriented and really lush. I think it's really lush sounding. What's next on the list, Jay-Z?
Well, let's go right into the Avett Brothers, who are one of my favorite bands at the moment. And I just can't say enough about them. And they've got a great album out called Emotionalism. But even better than the recorded stuff is their stage performance. They really are some of the most wildly passionate players that are on stage right now. And I've seen them a few times in every show. They really just put 110% into their performance. And you could call it bluegrass, but it's a lot more than that. I mean, these guys are regularly crowd surfing with banjos, which is just really kind of cool.
You can't crowd surf with a banjo.
You can.
The people in Gogol Bordello crowd surf with like a giant bass drum. It's cool.
It can be done. Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, they're just really passionate guys, and when you see them on stage, especially that comes through in a major way, and it's totally infectious. Every time I've seen them, crowds have just gone berserk for them. So maybe we'll play some of their music too.
1, 2, 3, 4. I open my door, and here's what occurs. A pretty little gal with pretty little curls leans to the side.
Okay, and then that's at 4:45, by the way, at the Mural Amphitheater on Saturday, the Avett Brothers.
So that's cool because that's outdoors.
Sweet.
Right, yeah.
We like outside.
Yeah, so that means you don't have to wait in any goddamn lines because everyone knows that's a problem at Bumbershoot. Yeah, but the Mural Amphitheater is always a really good bet for seeing shows and just any of the outdoor stages. The Sound Transit stage. Which one is that? Is that the one on Broad Street? On Broad Street. So that one's right by the Space Needle. And then there's the one that's like the Bumbarella stage is what it used to be called. But now I think it's called the Starbucks stage.
Well, that's actually good to know, because most of our selections here are all either the Mural Amphitheater or that Sound Transit stage.
Not that we're playing favorites.
Not that we're playing favorites with the outdoor stages, but hey, it's a festival. And
we kind of are.
Yeah.
Well, and also on Saturday at the Sound Transit stage, the Lashes are going to be playing at 4:15.
What about this I Love Led Zeppelin thing from Ellen Forney?
So it's really cool. All right. So everyone knows that there's like a million other things to do if you get tired of seeing bands. But Ellen Forney is really awesome. She's a cartoonist. And she has also got, if you want to see some of her stuff in advance, she's got a art show up at Liberty on 15th, which is a bar right now. But she's got this whole, she wrote a graphic novel called I Love Led Zeppelin. And she has this whole performance, which she only ever did twice before, for when her book was released. And she did it at the Fantagraphics bookstore, and I missed it. And I was so pissed. Like, totally
It's a graphic
pissed.
Novel about...
But it's a graphic novel about her life, and it's just called I Love Led Zeppelin. But she has a whole performance that she does with it, and I have heard that it's amazing.
Radical.
So it's playing every day, which is cool. You can see it any day if you have a little bit of time, like, I forget when it is. It's a different time every day.
On Saturday, it's 3:45.
Yeah.
At the Boeing stage.
Yeah, and I think I think that's inside as well. So you can go have a seat, take a break in the mid-afternoon, and go check out
Menomina, 6 o'clock on the main stage.
Be careful your teeth. There's an easy chair on the chopping block.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be so awesome.
That's at the
with
Sound
a chorus,
Transit stage,
right?
Right?
Oh, it's the Sound Transit stage.
Right. What? They're playing with a chorus?
Yeah, they're playing with like a 29-piece chorus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Following Menomina is Aqueduct, too, on the same stage.
Oh, wow,
so
that's
it's
great.
The Lashes, Menomina, and then Aqueduct. It's a good chunk.
Yeah, local.
At the Sound
Trio.
Transit stage.
Nice.
So you can just go there, claim a spot, and hang out on the grass.
Northwest.
I really hope the stage doesn't collapse under, like, 40 people. Oh, my God.
There was a YouTube video that went around maybe a couple months ago of... a practice session that they did, that Menomina did in Portland with the chorus, and it's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll put that up on our Bumbershoot page so people can come see it. Just so everyone knows, we probably should have said this at the beginning, but The Stranger has a really sweet page devoted to Bumbershoot. It's just thestranger.com/Bumbershoot. The Bumbershoot guide's out now. You go pick it up and see all sorts of different artists. Do you want to talk about the Bumbershoot guide a little bit, Eric?
Yeah, it's
the
awesome and exhaustive, and it's got lots of great interviews and previews of performers, and a complete schedule, and previews of every single act that's happening at Bumbershoot, and a map, and
a fun page,
and a fun
crossword
page,
puzzle.
Yeah,
everything you need. What's your favorite? What's your favorite piece of writing in there? What do you think the funniest one is?
My favorite piece of writing is Jeff Kirby's piece about Fergie.
Great moments. And
you should just read it.
Okay. That sounds really great. I mean, Fergie is obviously endlessly entertaining for reasons unknown to Earth creatures. But she... that sounds really awesome. So remember to go pick that up before you get to Bumbershoot. But we'll have some copies there, so they should be around. So it should be pretty cool.
All right. Moving along, we've got a couple things that happen at the same time. APM at the Sky Church, Tiny Vipers.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free to talk about Tiny Vipers or play music.
Well, yeah,
Tiny
let's
Vipers.
Play Tiny Vipers and then talk about it.
Too fast in front, slow down, there's easier ways, he'll stay behind with us.
So Tiny Vipers is Jessie Fortino. She's really awesome, and she's got this new album coming out on Sub, or that just came out on Sub Pop. And it's mind-blowing. It's totally mind-blowing. And what I love about seeing Jessie play is that she's just, like, this really tiny little girl with a guitar that seems almost bigger than she is. But somehow you still, like, are completely captivated by her performance. Like, it'll even shut me up, and that's hard to do. So I highly recommend. I guess since they're all at the same time, this is like a war. Like you're gonna play on the RA team, or you go see Tiny Vipers. I don't know. I say go for it.
Well, and it's actually, it's Dvochka and Grand Archives that are both at 9:30. Dvochka at Sound Transit and Grand Archives at the Sky Church.
God.
So
who are you going
to
pick?
You'll have to duke it out.
Yeah.
My vote would be Dvochka, personally, just because they're from Colorado. Grand Archives plays around pretty frequently. And they put on a great live show also. Oftentimes, the singer and their trumpet player will start in the back of the room just sort of serenading the crowd, sort of mariachi style with trumpets, and then sort of parade up to the stage. And they have a tuba with Christmas lights on it, which is pretty cool. It's very festive. But
what
they just have this...
Well,
it's the Sound Transit stage.
So it's an outdoor stage. Uh-huh. So that would be kind of awesome to see them outdoor.
At night.
It'll be dark at that point.
They have a real sort of romantic tone to their music also. It should be really nice outside.
I guess we know where all the makeout sessions are going to happen. Shit.
Where's the
That's kind of gross.
And,
I don't know if I want to watch
And not
that.
Grand Archives?
No, no one's going to make out the Grand Archives. People are just like shed a single tear. Yeah. I don't know. You make the case, man.
Grand Archives aren't from Colorado. They're from here, so that might be a point against them. But they're really phenomenal live. They sound, they have these just like perfect, wonderful harmonies, and they're nothing to make out to, I guess. But they sound great. We should listen to one of their songs.
Oh sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Sunday, we don't have anything at all during the day, I guess, that we're excited to see.
Yeah, the Bouncing Souls go on at 6, and I'm super excited to see them. I haven't seen them for years, and, they've been around since, what, 89? But yeah, I'm really excited to see them. They put on a fantastic live show. It kind of makes you feel 16, 15 years old again. There's a lot of pogoing, a lot of moshing, and it's just like, it's melodic pop punk that, I used to skateboard to. And I'm not so into their newer material, because, pop punk sort of becomes irrelevant after the age of 19. But still, it's it brings back memories. And they're really fantastic live, too. They're a lot of fun, so...
Yeah, I just realized that I think maybe I had I made an error here in the schedule. And Dvochka is actually on Sunday at 9:30, not on Saturday. So there is no conflict. You can see Grand Archives and Dvochka.
And Tiny Vipers if you just want to see half.
You could be lonely during Grand Archives and make out during Dvochka.
So you find somebody lonely.
Yeah, you just
on Saturday.
That boy looks sad. And then take him to Dvochka.
Yeah, you find somebody like wearing a nice sweater.
Romance is in the air. Yeah. So, Bouncing Souls at 6, Exhibition Hall, Sunday, 7:30, Art Brut, Sound Transit.
Art Brut.
Yay!
That's another one everybody's excited for, I think.
Especially Eric.
Yeah. Art Brut are by far my favorite band playing at Bumbershoot. and one of my favorite bands, full stop, right now. They're just one of the smartest... rockiest rock bands out there, and they have songs about being a rock band, and they have songs that aren't about being a rock band, and their second album, which came out a few months ago, It's a Bit Complicated, is great, and it's just like the perfect sophomore record for them to make, and they're awesome live.
Yeah, I haven't seen them live yet. I'm really excited.
Me too.
I saw them live once when they played at Numo's, and let me tell you, Eddie Argos talks so fast. He's the frontman, and he's got this really thick accent. So put your listening ears on, because if you catch what he's saying, it's funny as hell. But, like, I swear to God, he talks faster than anyone I've ever heard in my life. And it's all in an English accent, so it's really hard to understand.
Awesome.
But it's weird, because he doesn't sing like that. He just talks like that. I found that about the Fiery Furnaces singer, Eleanor, too. She talks really fast. It's weird. Anyways.
Maybe they're nervous up on the stage.
We should listen to an
art play some art yeah. for sure. We'll rock out to that.
People in love lie around and get fat. I didn't want us to end up like that. This isn't the first time. You've fallen apart. Now you're indulging in just playing a part. The more it happens, the easier it gets. You can learn to enjoy.
So, Andrew Bird, Sunday 30 at the Mural Amphitheater.
Man, that guy never stops touring.
Yeah, he has been on tour for the past, like, 6 months or something. He plays out quite a bit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He also has a really interesting, like, stage setup, you know, because, well, he used to at least be a one-man band where he would whistle and play violin and sing and play guitar and just loop all of that and just do it all on his own. I think now he plays with a drummer and a bassist more recently. But it's really awesome to see live. I think his records don't necessarily reflect that awesomeness. It's a little, he gets a little bogged down, I think. But on stage, it's sort of more stripped down. And just watching him be the one-man band is actually really, really entertaining.
Well, that explains why he tours so much then. If, you know,
yeah, it's all about the live show. Yeah, and he can whistle like a madman. And anybody that's a high caliber whistler, you gotta love that.
Totally.
And then Devendra Banhart, 9:30 at the Sound Transit stage.
That's the same time Seaweed is playing.
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, Seaweed reunion.
I really don't. That's think at the there's Sky Church. Be any conflict?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's also the same time Fergie's playing.
Oh God.
Wait a minute.
What are you gonna do?
Right.
Stop the podcast.
I interviewed Seaweed for the Bumper Shoot issue, and they're really nervous about the Fergie competition. They're wondering how it's gonna go down.
Really? Maybe they'll collaborate.
No, they do have some friends who have girlfriends who are going to go see Fergie instead of the Seaweed reunion. But I think the mainstay diehard fans will pass up the meth addict former meth addict for the Seaweed reunion.
Former meth addict, current plastic surgery addict.
Oh, that is cold. and what about Devendra Banhart?
Well, if I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. Yeah, if I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. Well, if I lived in China,
I think he's great. I really love his last album. He's got a couple new tracks up on his MySpace that are really fun and funny. And he's sort of, he really is sort of a throwback to a different era, but I think he also has a pretty modern sensibility about him. And live, he just sort of plays out his songs. They're not done as is on the album. And so it's really fun to see where he takes stuff. That's all of our Sunday stuff.
Sunday's the calm day.
Sunday is sort of the in-between day.
It is in between Saturday. That's true.
So what comes after Sunday, Eric?
What does come first after Sunday? Is it Tokyo Police Club? No, it's the Blakes.
The Blakes.
At 2:15 on the Sound Transit stage.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen to them.
That is the Blakes' best song, I think.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Streets, and it's pretty catchy, and it kind of sums up what they do well.
I wonder if their time slot that they have is going to leave enough time for them to get adequately drunk, because in the times that I've seen them perform, they've always been better when they were drunk.
2:15 in the afternoon?
No, dude, that's plenty of time. I believe.
And then 3:15, only an hour later, at the Exhibition Hall, Schoolyard Heroes.
We control reality. We control your chemistry, baby.
they play around a lot, but they've been they recently just signed to shit, I forget the name of the record.
Stolen Transmission.
Yeah. They recently just signed to a New York label, Stolen Transmission, which is a Def Jam subsidiary. So they've been touring a lot. And
with Jay-Z.
With Jay-Z, yeah.
Well, not with Jay-Z.
On Jay-Z's dime.
On Jay-Z's dime.
And so it's, you know, it's hard to catch them here in Seattle. They used to play constantly. So this Bumbershoot show is one of the ones that's going to be happening around the same time that their new record will be released.
I think, I think so, Bumbershoot, and then they have an in-store, and then they're on tour for, like, then, 3 months.
Yeah, so. And then they're gone. So it's the chance to see Schoolyard, who are phenomenal live, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. It's zombie rock.
Prom dresses, zombie rock.
Fake blood, well-dressed young men.
Fake blood, really?
No, not really. They should incorporate that, though. Yeah. They sing about blood. Does that count?
Get some flesh burning off. Get some of that,
too. That'd be hardcore. But yeah, Ryan, front woman singer, she's fantastic, sort of operatic.
She's a trained opera singer.
She is, yeah, and it's phenomenal to watch her do
just
it
like
live.
Just like Fergie.
So. Ryan has never pissed her pants on stage. Right. But yeah, so I recommend them, Exhibition Hall. I'd get there early because I'm pretty sure it'll pack the house.
Because will be right up front.
But if you're like, you know,
I'll be backstage. Don't you know who I am? Come on.
If you're taller than 6 foot, you don't need to get there
right,
early.
Exactly.
Because it's all 14-year-olds.
Right. They have a really young fan base. And many of them are going to be wearing dresses. I guarantee it.
Totally.
Because they want to be like Ryan. There's a lot of lot of admiration. Some of the dudes wear dresses.
You'll see a lot of like forelocks.
Sweet. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a another conflict, toe-to-toe, Tokyo Police Club versus Lyrics Born. They're both at 5:45, Lyrics Born on the East Shore stage and Tokyo Police Club on the Sound Transit stage.
Lyrics Born totally wins.
Nobody remembers those Rap City episodes from 20 years ago when you were the guest host. Past history, let it go. Get off on the medical. Pack a duffel bag with all your wrinkled clothes and pedal home. Get a little dictaphone and shittle bone.
He's amazing. He's like the best rapper ever. Well, I mean, that's a hard thing to say because, I mean, there are a lot of great rappers. But first of all, his wife is the most beautiful woman alive, and she's his backup singer.
Oh, okay. So she'll be there.
She is smoking.
What's her name? She's got a great name too. Joyo Velarde.
Yeah, she's also the best. She's got the best fashion. You want her clothes. And so that's something to see, right? I mean, that's why you go see bands, right?
Hot ladies.
Hot ladies. Everyone knows it. Lyrics Born is totally just super literate and crazy, so you're just fighting to catch every word that he's saying because it's like probably a joke and then also like really some sort of smart social commentary, but at the same time, it's really great. I really
he's like Jon Stewart of the rap world.
And you're just gonna like lose
just
your
like
shit.
That.
Just like
that. Well, usually he brings a live band also.
Yeah, he's got
six piece live band.
Yeah, they play slap bass sometimes. It's cool.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, if I can say that slap bass is cool, then it's totally amazing. You know? You'll totally lose your shit. Come prepared to take off your shirt, basically. Like, it's gonna be so good.
I won't be wearing a shirt.
Not the best rapper ever, though.
No, well, yeah, Jay-Z.
That's right.
Bust a move there, Jay-Z.
Best rapper
I only rap when I get paid. And this is pro bono.
Right. I don't know anything about Tokyo Police Club.
They're a young band from Canada.
Can we call them TPC?
We could, but you might get them confused with Insane Clown Posse, yeah. And that would be awful.
Yeah.
They're really young, and all their songs are really short. They max out around 3 minutes when they're ambitious. Most of them are like 2 minutes.
But there's
a lot of like changes, and there's like... They managed to cram a lot of like melody and hooks into some pretty short songs.
Do they have an album or is it just that EP?
They have, I think it might just be the EP and maybe a couple of singles. Far from the best rappers ever.
Not like the Fleet Foxes.
No, yeah, the Fleet Foxes are the greatest rappers ever.
Those guys can bust a move.
Just
Fleet
kidding.
Foxes are great.
6:15 at the Sky Church on Monday, Fleet Foxes. Great sort of up-and-coming local band that does a really sweet, mellowed kind of... Neil Young meets Steely Dan, kind of soft, smooth rock. But it's way cooler than that.
Right, you
yeah, I know.
I mean, but you love Neil Young.
Right.
And you either love or hate Steely Dan.
I mean, you can appreciate their musicianship, at
okay.
least.
Yeah, no, a great singer in Robin Pecknold, and some great backup singing also, great backing vocals. Just makes for a really kind of well-rounded sort of mellowed sound. Good stuff. And Lupe Fiasco on the main stage, 8 p.m. And the track that that I have here, the only one I could find, is actually from a mixtape that he released, or that his sort of hype man, this guy Gemini, just released a month or so ago, and that Lupe appears on. And the two of them, as it turns out, are going to be playing together at Bumbershoot. I think, yeah, Gemini is another Chicago MC who complements Lupe really well. They both have this sort of really relaxed but really fast delivery. And they've got there's a song out right now that I couldn't find an MP3 for called We On, and that's totally been stoking me out for the past couple weeks. Great track. And, you know, the last time I saw Lupe in San Francisco, you know, 8 months ago or so at this point, and he was awful. And it was really depressing because I think people are putting a lot of stake in him as sort of like the next sort of saving grace of hip hop, and he's got to be able to cut it live in order to fulfill that promise. And when I saw him, it was just he just seemed so unrehearsed and sort of nervous, and he had a different hype man who was. Seemed like he was hammered and trying to steal the spotlight to the point where Lupe had to say to the light guy, "Hey, light man, shine the spotlight on me."
So he was literally stealing the spotlight.
Yeah, he was literally stealing the spotlight. And Lupe just seemed like he couldn't do anything except for, like, call out to the light guy, like, "Please, you know, shine the light on me, you know?" And it was just, yeah, it was kind of sad. But,
so
you know.
So we should go see this?
Well, I think if you're
if
into
you
hip hop,
you
know, and if, you know, his album from last year's. Maybe the best hip hop album of last year. Really, really strong album. You know, several awesome tracks on there, and he's got a new one coming out. I think in November. So I'm sure this set will deliver a bunch
How
of new stuff.
How long ago did you see him? How long ago
this
was
I think maybe show? Like actually it might have been the end of last year. So
this
almost
time,
a year
there's
ago.
Been room for improvement.
Yeah, I mean, that might have just been a bad night, right. Or you know, he's a young guy. I know he's been around the Chicago scene for a while, but I don't think he's done a lot of national touring. It was definitely his first time in San Francisco, so he might have just been off, you know, just kind of nervous. And hopefully, you know, he's playing the main stage at Bumbershoot. That's a huge slot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully he's up for the task. And I think with this guy Gemini, the two of them ought to play well against each other. So, yeah, if you're curious about sort of what's going to happen, you know, the next move in hip-hop, I think that's a good place to try to find out.
Keep the spotlight on Lupe.
Keep the spotlight
on Lupe.
Don't
put it on Gemini.
I'm so insecure, had my self-esteem snatched young. If you a beast and brood of me, you grew to be what I've become. I do this in my sleep, goofy, no one eats until I'm done. Teachers call me dumb, grammar school was so damn born. I don't know how I passed, sat in class all day drawing. But with the help of
totally. And then, wow, it's the very last.
Then is Wu-Tang Clan at 9:30 on the main stage.
See,
are we allowed to say?
The hormones are playing at 9:15, though.
Oh, go,
and so
go.
I feel really bad for the hormones.
Oh, nobody's gonna see
Everybody's
the hormones.
Everybody's gonna go see Wu-Tang, and you can't fucking blame them. It's Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, can we say that they ain't nothing to fuck with on the podcast?
They ain't
yeah,
nothing to fuck
okay.
with, yeah. And the
Wu-Tang,
hormones are fucking with
the
them by having a slot.
No, the hormones are being fucked with.
That's true. The hormones start at 9:15 at the Sky Church. You know that Wu-Tang will probably start a little late, because things are always running behind, so maybe go catch a little bit of the hormones, because they're great. It's, really dancey, a little bit of bluesy, just punk rock loud, sort of like if you were a fan of the Murder City Devils, you're going to be a fan of the Hormones. But they get a little more like Crimpshine in there sometimes, a little more melodic. Some of the guitars get kind of a little spacey, I guess, for lack of a better word. I think they're great, and they're a lot of fun live. They really get you dancing. I don't have a better word for dancing.
They get your
apostrophe
blood,
after the end.
They get your blood hot.
Yes. And they're a very attractive band. Yeah. So yeah, they do.
I have sung their praises in that.
But yeah, they start at 9:15, so go see a little bit of them and then run over to Wu-Tang because they're nothing to fuck with.
What do we expect from Wu-Tang?
Oh my God.
Everything.
The world, I guess.
It could be an implosion of space and time.
What are you talking about? They've never delivered a bad live show. Right? they always have all members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
On time and sober.
On time, sober.
They remember the words all the time.
They never trot out anybody's random cousins to fill in for actual clan members.
God, it sounds like there's the possibility of this whole hip-hop lineup, like with Lupe Fiasco having the possibility to crash into a mountain and then Wu-Tang having the inevitability of that happening.
But you still have to go see him.
Yeah, if it happens, it's going to be explosive.
And yeah, it's going to be... Practice, I mean, what? They haven't toured through here, and it's got to be... several years, right?
Well, at least 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, I mean, they just started touring with all the remaining guys, I think, at the beginning of last year.
And they're all supposed to be there, right? The ones who are living.
Yeah.
I wonder. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it could be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it's it's sort of a historical thing, and you got to go to check it out.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. It might make this the best bumper shoot ever.
Better than 95.
I know. I mean, there's a really long tradition of like having huge, crazy stage shows when you play the main stage of Bumbershoot. So maybe they'll like trot out some really interesting people, or maybe they'll, maybe Ben Gibbard will come and like guest for them or something. You know, he always seems to pop up somewhere.
Yeah, Ben always pops up at Bumbershoot.
Yeah, I know. It's somewhere. Seriously, we should have a contest. If you see Ben Gibbard guesting and something at Bumbershoot. He does it every year, I swear to God. Email us at setlist@thestranger.com. For all your Bumbershoot needs, you can check out the Bumbershoot page we got going. It's at www.thestranger.com/Bumbershoot. I think everyone's going to have a good time. What do you guys think?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right.
In the washing machine, but I'd rather be damned than seen in jeans.